Hello and welcome to End Goals, an LCMS Youth Ministry podcast. I'm host Reverend Mark Kiesling, and I'm with DCE Juliana Schultz. We're here to bring parents, church workers, and lay leaders discussions and resources to help your youth ministry meet its end goal, which is young people who are disciples of Jesus Christ for life. Today we're going to talk about how to engage on that first Sunday back after the gathering.
Hello, adult leaders of the future, right? Mark and I are recording this in June because right now we are just exhausted. And I know you are too, right? And we thought ahead that, you know, if we want an episode to be able to drop for you to listen to on your way home while your youth are asleep in the back of the van or somewhere on a plane, our hope is that this gives you some ideas and some encouragement about what it can look like to carry on with some of your gathering experience forward in that first Sunday or the first couple of weeks or even the first month after you come back from the gathering.
Absolutely. And first, can we just say thank you. Thank you for all your preparation and getting your youth to the gathering. Thank you for the late nights and early mornings. We know you that you have been putting in during your preparation for that time. Right now, like I said, early June when we're recording this, like right now we're getting emails from people that, God bless you all, like, you're doing VBSs and stuff on top of this. Oof. And then you got the gathering coming up in a few weeks too. So thank you for all your investment in ministry at your congregations and in young people of all ages. We're just so thankful for you. Thank you for pouring into the lives of these young people that went with you and, most importantly, pointing them to Jesus. And we know that the gathering has a positive impact on the faith lives of young people. And we know so much of that is a reflection of, again, the investment that you put in them, having God's word open to them, being in prayer and relationship with them. So thank you for making the most of this opportunity for them.
And if you are listening to this in a van on the way back, and teens, if you are half asleep listening in the back of the van right now, yes, I'm talking to you. Please don't forget to thank your adult leaders. So let's talk about a few key things that you can be thinking about, you can be planning to do in the week or so after the gathering that can help you use what you experienced at the gathering for bigger impact on your ongoing youth ministry. Because that's really, for us, so important that this gathering is more than just the 5 days you just experienced, that it is a part of an ongoing, healthy, vibrant youth ministry. Mm-hmm. So first thing maybe to think about is that coming back is going to be a little difficult.
Yeah, absolutely. I think sometimes that's the case. You know, we hear that young people and adults too, the gathering, whether, I mean, I think of too, like a week at summer camp, that's just amazing, or servant events. You have such a great experience, time and growth, meeting new friends, meeting new people, learning new things, being challenged in different ways, and then coming back maybe to life. And I think unique thing this time too is that we're so late, our days. I mean, you probably have youth that are like going back to school stuff immediately. Like they got sports stuff starting, band stuff starting, school stuff starting. And so it's back to those rhythms of where having maybe something like a gathering where they've had extended time in God's word and Christian relationship to how to continue to support them when they go back into their vocations back home. And that we take the opportunities we had at the gathering, what we learned, back into that. And I think having, again, additional support and prayer through that can be really important for a young person as they carry back into their everyday lives.
Right, because if they were struggling with something back home and they got this break, this beautiful break where they could be off of their social media and off of their phones maybe a lot more than they're used to, and with this great community and doing all these exciting things, then coming back can feel hard because you're stepping back into some of those, that brokenness, some of those relationships. And even if they aren't, just coming back to the monotony maybe of everyday life. So it can be important to talk to your kids ahead of time about, like, hey, what might that feel like? What might that look like? How might that be a joy thing, and how might that be a struggle?
Right. And so certainly, I mean, there's gonna be a lot to pick up on that, we hope, through the theme Endure. Certainly a lot of that conversation would, even when we were developing the theme, and as we continue to release resources, they're going to hear it through session speakers and mass event speakers and things too. So, and that can kind of hopefully be this way, where do we point back to our endurance in Jesus, our endurance as a people, and we endure to the end. And again, some of your young people are going back to some really tough struggles coming back, and so how do we encourage them in that it's not just easy, no struggle going back, but yet Christ is in those struggles with them, and you get to be possibly another people around them too, to rally around them as they go through that. And so it's just a beautiful way to do that. And some of those maybe don't necessarily, they're excited to maybe go back too. They got things ahead of them, and be able to cheer them on too, be that part of that cloud of witnesses that's supporting them along the way too, that again, ultimately pointing them that endurance in Christ that we have together.
And one of those things that we want them to go back to, you're headed back on, you know, a Wednesday or a Thursday, is to remind you that even though worship on Sunday morning at your congregation might look a little different than the worship they just had on Wednesday with 20,000 other Lutherans. That gathering, that is still, worship is still where God gives his good gifts, right? And so we hear often from people that, hey, that kind of worship attendance is lower on that Sunday coming back from the gathering, or even just that kids kind of feel a little bit of, I don't know, malaise coming back after that experience, and being able to talk to them about that God's gifts are given to us regardless of the size of the congregation or the location in which we, you know, we're having our worship service.
Yeah, and it creates, again, just that strong connection that we're going to have thematically in our teaching around, again, how God strengthens us for that race of endurance. To be, again, around that cloud, around those people that supported them to get to the gathering, been praying for them while they're away, reconnect with them, show their gratitude for that, and to hopefully, again, grow deeper understanding of grace and who we are as God's people, forgiven sinners that are gathered together around, again, Christ's gifts. And so just another strong connection to keep that connection going and remind them at what's at the focus of what we do, whether it was at the youth gathering or our daily life with Christ, that again, we come and are fed by him. And so just another great connection for that ongoing discipleship and ongoing relationship connection with those young people.
Yeah, I think a little, this can be a little harder for our youth groups that have maybe just a few young people. And when they show up on Sunday and they've gone from being all teenagers to one or two or just a handful of teenagers, that can suddenly feel like just how joyful it can feel for us to be together. It can feel suddenly a little bit isolating, and helping them to think about, you know, that God is still at work, and God has still brought them into this great cloud of witnesses that's in their congregation, and reminding them that comparison's not where we should be, our focus should be on.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think encouragement, I think we're going to talk about this on another podcast here soon, is for you adult leaders too, is hopefully you got a chance through affinity groups or adult leader sessions or just sitting next to someone in orientation, that you got to meet other adults too, that if you feel isolated in your work with young people, that you know that there are people cheering you on and caring for you. So, you know, reach out to those people if you get a little bit of space in there these coming weeks with everything you got probably going on. To drop that note, find them on Facebook, whatever it might be, so that too you can be mutually encouraged in your work with young people as well, so that you're being fed by other people too that can know the same struggles and have the same joys too.
Yeah, reminding them that God is at work in your congregation and that he has brought them specifically to be a part of that congregation and to be in his word every Sunday. And then as we kind of talk about that, part of the thing that you can do both to encourage them as they're coming back to their everyday lives and encouragement to them to come on Sunday mornings is really through those relationships that you have fostered through the gathering.
Absolutely. So I think of, you know, you've either had it maybe in your congregational group or however you divided things up. You may have had a smaller group based on rooming assignments or other things that you're doing that. So just to maybe get in a rhythm of thinking about how can you check in with young people, you know, appropriately with, you know, parents too, they're coming back to, just so that, again, connection continues to be made. Those invitations are made. Those relationships continue to be built, that we hope through God's grace, you've got the space and time and energy to keep intentionally building those relationships, making those connections, as again, God works through those in amazing ways. And so through that too, hopefully you're able to remind young people about their experience at the gathering too. So we hope that the gathering can be a great tool for their ongoing discipleship. And whether that's, you know, we'll talk about the resources and things certainly that are coming out, but just so that it's not something that is, as you said before, Julianne, it's not just the 5 days, but there's the prep, as we know, going into it certainly, but then the time afterwards as well, that there's hopefully, again, a good initiative and the momentum into building those relationships with young people.
Right. And so making sure as an adult leader that you're thinking about who I need to text this week, right? Who do I want to make sure and check in and see them on Sunday and ask them how much they've slept in the last 4 days or 3 days or whatever. Whose parents do I need to reach out to, because I want to make sure that they're reconnected or connected with what's happening. All of those little pieces, rather than just say dropping them in the parking lot and being like, I'm out.
Yep.
Right. We did the thing, right? But thinking about how are we making those little connections that are going to help build into your healthy youth ministry. And that may be including or trying to find some ways to include youth who didn't go to the gathering with your group, right? Because now your group has really bonded, they've built friendships and relationships. And there may be a few of your young people that didn't get to go with you for whatever whatever reason, and how are you going to help integrate those young people so that they don't feel isolated, right? So that can be making sure that our young people aren't leaning into kind of all the sort of insider joke stuff, right? That they're sharing their experience, but that they're also finding new ways to engage and ask questions, and whether that's using, say, podcasts or stuff that we're going to release afterwards of our sessions so that young people can hear them, so they can understand some of the things that were heard, or whether it's just relationally helping those people continue to, those young people continue to integrate into your group even after you return.
Right.
And then it's making sure that we, you know, one of the things we hear from our poll often is like, hey, our church really supports our faith life. And I think that's partly because those right before you go to the gathering, your congregation is super focused on your financially, physically, all the logistics of getting your young people to the gathering. You're talking about it all the time. There's signage up. There's all those things. And maybe this is also just including those supportive adults who helped get them to the gathering, maybe came or didn't come, to be able to come to the table and continue to build that relationship so that that support of young people is something that they feel continues on past the gathering, right?
Yeah, and like you said, too, I think, and more than just the adults that attended as well, that can be hopefully actively seen and noticed by young people, that it really took a lot of people for them to be at the event. Faithful parents, faithful church workers, faithful church members giving of their time and resources to make it possible, and so that they understand the beauty of the body of Christ and that love that surrounds them.
I think one of those relationships that can be fostered pretty immediately upon your kids' return is that connection back to their parents, right? Especially if their parent did not come as an adult leader. I know that parents have this experience of their kid gets off of a van and sort of zombified, half asleep, tired, and full of beignets, maybe still, depending on how many made it into the car. Oh, beignets are not a car snack.
No.
But get home, and how was the gathering? And it was fine. Right. Where it was hopefully it was great. And then like full stop. That's the end of the conversation. Right. And parents can it can take a minute for parents to either kind of spelunk and get their kids talking about the gathering, or they may get bits and pieces along the way. We wrote a resource. You can find it up on the Adult Leader Resources on the website specifically for parents to help them to think about how they can engage their young person and some ways that they can do that proactively. So that can be something you can hand off to your parents, but also giving parents some specific prompts, some specific questions, some specific things that you saw or that you know that young person was really excited about. And it could just be a text of like, hey, ask Bobby about his experience in the service projects that we did, right? Because you know there was a big connection there. How much that really helps to get that young person and that parent connecting and talking about what that experience at the gathering is, because we want our parents to be that centerpiece of their faith development. We want those parents to be having that conversation.
And I know, I'm sure a lot of adult leaders thought through this on the front end, that I think what they like has changed over the years of the gathering was, you know, it used to be probably from a parent standpoint, drop my kid off before the gathering, see him in 5 days or 6 days, don't really hear much from him. Where now, I'm sure adult leaders have such a great way to continue to connect back home, taking pictures on that server event, maybe they went on, be able to do that to, like, for those of you that took the time to remind parents or to be able to check in with them, that hopefully can use those prompts as a way too to say like, hey, remember back to that time when we were doing that, to talk about those experiences that they had. Because it's something, again, like, there are times, obviously, we know of where a young person maybe goes to youth gathering, there's kind of like this flashpoint to where like something just clicks in them and you see a big change and they have a new understanding of things. And at the same time, the gathering can be this thing to where like it kind of, you know, I guess opens up like a flower or onion. There's layers
slow
to
burn.
It. Yeah. And especially like I said, when you're tired and coming back, it's like, where are those things we can point back to? Like, remember what we learned in that Bible study or what we learned through that experience, and what is that now continue to apply to our everyday life? So again, those questions, those promptings, those conversations are just a great way again to expound on what happened over the 5 days within the event itself.
Yeah. And I really would encourage, especially adult leaders, if as much as your young person is is willing or kind of walking with that young person ahead of time. If there was something that came up at the gathering that you feel like mm-hmm. is something parents need to be aware of, right? And certainly we don't want to be disclosing every, you know, like we want to make sure that young people feel confident talking to us. And we know we're definitely going to share things if there was some sort of crisis. But encouraging young people to say like, hey, you know, you and I talked about this thing you might be struggling with. It doesn't have to be something super extreme, but like, hey, this is, we know that you're struggling with where you're going to go to college and what that's going to look like. And you shared with me just how difficult mm-hmm. that decision is. Can we make sure that we have that conversation with your parents, circle them in, right? So that parents can continue that conversation, really, because there can be some really fantastic bridging into that parent conversation that can help those, that young person continue to process mm-hmm. And circle and focus on Jesus as mm-hmm. they struggle through mm-hmm. whatever is mm-hmm. kind of coming next.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We also want you to be thinking about how you're going to continue to tie in what they learned in that our theme of endure to future studies, to devotions, to your time together. So one of the things that will that's out now is if you didn't already use them, we had 6 studies that came out that used sort of broadly speaking, that theme of endure, but we're not explicitly mm-hmm. gathering themes that are on the e-source that are all in kind of that Old Testament Hebrews 11 kind of space. So if you didn't use those, you can certainly go back and use those. And then in the upcoming months, some of our Bible studies that are going to come out are going to have that, I'm going to call it endure seasoning flavor, right? They're going to have callbacks. We're going to have some that are going to be written by people who young people saw at the mm-hmm. gathering or heard speak at the gathering. And so some of those things are going to coming out in the next year or so. And that idea is that it's going to help you to pick Bible studies that are going to be kind of echoes and callbacks mm-hmm. to what they heard at the gathering. So that can be really helpful for you mm-hmm. in thinking about what's your plan for the next year and to continue to expand on some of the things that they learned.
Yep. Hopefully in your clear bag is another resource that's going to be available for you as well. So that'll be something that hopefully now you know what it is as you're driving back, but you'll get to find out what that is once you get to registration. So that'll be another resource that you can use to continue to talk about the Christian endurance that we have in Jesus, which is something we're excited about. That'll be something you receive. I think another thing too that I'm not going to make any promises, and it's never as fast as we want it to, but remember that we do record all our sessions.
Right.
And so if there was a speaker who was impactful to your young people, is that those sessions, again, I'm not going to set a date because we never make what we want to. There's always technical difficulties
always
and stuff like that. Yeah, but we would hope by, I'll say fall, that there would be recordings of the sessions that would be available. We'll get those as quickly as we can. And then certainly we'll see kind of the quality. Oh, so you know, too, one of our Bible study pairs recorded their Bible studies as well for video. Mm-hmm. So that'd be something to our leave. But if you were a serve an event day and missed a day, would be something you could reflect on, or you could use that as a resource within your youth ministry too, to be able to reflect on, again, our 3 themes for the Bible studies on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
And then one of the things you hopefully saw on the Interactive Center floor were signs that mm-hmm. connected resources to some of the activities on the Interactive Center floor. So mm-hmm. as you kind of approach those signs, we like, hey, if your kids really got into this particular activity, here's some resources, mm-hmm. a Bible study series and other things, devotions, other things that could be connected back to that. And so if you missed some of those signs or you saw that sign and you thought, hey, that was cool, but I didn't catch the QR code, all of those resources are going to be listed on the gathering website, and mm-hmm. then they're going to be on the youth e-source and some other places. So you can go back and find those, as well as if you were participating in any of like the walk-up service learning or even some mm-hmm. of the service learning, hopefully there were some great connections that you made to mm-hmm. those projects. It can be really fun to then come back, and we saw this in 22 where people came back and made beds,
right.
just like they did on the floor at the gathering, right? We want to encourage you to think about, hey, you know, our kids really enjoyed doing backpack stuffing. Mm-hmm. How can I find a local local school who might benefit from us doing a drive and doing backpack packing? Or hey, they really enjoyed making packs for people who are struggling with homelessness. How can we do that as a project ourselves? And that can be really great encouragement now they've had these experiences for you to then be able to carry them forward into what's happening in your regular youth ministry can give you some great ideas and some great resources and some great themes. So hopefully you walk away with some ideas of how to continue to pull on some of those threads in the year ahead.
I think some of those service things too, like that's not just youth ministry either. Like if you've got a congregation that's looking for ways to engage in service and connecting with like RSOs and things within your congregation, hopefully you'll be engaging with some of those over the days too. So something you can take back to your congregation is some ideas which you can reach out and serve in the name of Jesus.
And then it might be good while this is all fresh in your head and after you've had a nap, maybe
a couple,
maybe 48 hours from now, put in your notes app of your phone or something, guys, write it down somewhere, some of the observations of your youth and your time with them as a way to think about how you might be further engaging them in service and leadership. So things like, hey, we had a youth who I'd never seen do this before suddenly stepped into some leadership role, or hey, was suddenly the person that everyone was looking to make decisions. Hey, okay, how can I help them to start thinking about practically engaging in some of those leadership opportunities? Or hey, I noticed when we did our service project that this young person really got very into that. And hey, is there a way I can help them get into something similar when they get back home? I think we underestimate how those observations that seem really clear for us in the moment can fade a little
bit.
There's
a lot going on. Yeah, there's a lot going on. There's a little sleep deprivation.
Right. but to be able to say like, hey, I wanna think about, hey, this young person helped us and maybe this is something we can take back with us.
We hope too. I mean, there'll be kind of conversation starters and things that you can either do in the evening or in the morning and try to, you know, I don't know, you don't want to take too many notes, be obtrusive on it, but like try to help a collective brain amongst the adult leaders maybe that you have between all of you. You can try to remember some of those things when you hear some of the high points or low points maybe of the days too, to be able to use that as a way to bring back to young people and find ways again that they were encouraged in their faith throughout the days or again stepped into those new roles, just as they're reflecting and self-reflection, and how do you help them continue to do that as they mature in the faith, so that again that's something that the gathering might be able to provide a new opportunity for them to engage in a new way. And yet you can maybe be that facilitator back home to where, like, what does this look like now back at my local congregation or my community and their vocations that they're serving, that they can be strengthened in their faith that way.
Yeah. I know, as Mark, you said earlier, like this gathering is pretty late. And so I'm guessing that a lot of our adult leaders have already sort of planned their fall. They know kind of what their fall, you know, what rally day is going to look like. They know what those first couple of youth ministry things are going to look like. But if you have a young person who's coming back, or a couple of them who are coming back and who are like, I am ready to stand, I want to be more involved, I want to be in a leadership role, I have ideas, I have things, and, you know, I've had youth groups even talk about, hey, like we sat down and at some point over dinner our kids just really contributed a bunch of ideas and new things to our youth ministry. It can be hard, right? You're like, oh, but I already planned. But if you can be flexible and find the space and find the time, it doesn't mean you throw everything out that you've already planned. Certainly not. But if you can be flexible and already starting to bring them into those first initial ideas, helping them to start talking to the right people, helping them start to make those plans, helping to start to maybe adjust some of the plans that you had for the fall, the earlier you can get them excited and on board and starting to do things, the easier that transition is going to be. And so maybe instead of saying, hey, that sounds like great, let's start that in October or November, if we can start that a little sooner, that can be really helpful in taking the momentum that comes out of the gathering and moving it forward.
I know I've been talking with the adults at my church. I mean, they're asking me, you know, already about served events for 26. So I know. And so we even think about those things. So hopefully you can engage maybe with some of that information at the gathering too, to even as you're looking towards what's next kind of for the next summer and things like that, that you've got those things start to get on the calendar and that planning going, that again, after the naps.
Yes. Because we understand there's a reason we're recording this in June, and that's because right now we understand just how tired you are and just how much energy and mental energy and physical energy and how much went into taking these young people to the gathering. And we have this podcast not necessarily to exhaust you more.
Right.
But if there's even just a couple of things that you can take from here, it's just a one thing or two things. things, or each of your adult leaders takes a different aspect, mm-hmm. or, hey, like, let's just think really quickly in this McDonald's lunch on our way back, how do we want to make sure that we're continuing to use the gathering, not just as a stopping point, but as a launching pad mm-hmm. for what's going to happen in your youth ministry going forward into the future. So a couple of questions for you to consider. First, how are you helping your young people reconnect back home in a positive way that helps them to live out their vocations?
What are resources provided by the Gathering or Youth eSource that you will implement in your youth ministry this fall?
And finally, how are you continuing to build those relationships with young people, with other adults in your congregation, and with parents as you return? We will continue to keep you in our prayers as you drive safely, as you fly safely, as you return back home, and as you continue the blessed vocation of being able to care for the young people of your congregation and community.
End Goals Podcast is a production of LCMS Youth Ministry and KFUO Radio. To find links mentioned in the episode or more about LCMS Youth Ministry, go to kfuo.org/youth-ministry. And find resources for youth ministry at youthesource.com. Thank you for listening and caring for the young people of our church.